This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We've been just kind of chilling, but we're now in the mood or in the mode to figure out here on this national broadcast called the Good Day Health Show what is going on in the world of research and development, studies that are being done by a host of colleges, the medical schools, companies themselves. So Dr. Ken is here. He specializes, along with being a cardiologist at his place of employ, his clinic called Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. He prides himself. He only works 14 to 16 hours a day. He's in his office probably 12 to 14, a couple of more hours, reading up on things like what has come out this week from the Annals of Internal Medicine about heart disease, because he's a cardiologist. So he reads first the things that come to him that are his specialty, and then he takes his time to go through lots of the other things to bring you up to date on what may impact you. Some good news, sometimes some bad news. So heart disease, the situation reported in the Annals of Internal Medicine. What'd you learn from that, Dr. Kronhaus?
Well, hi, Doug. White coat hypertension. This describes a disorder in which a person develops high blood pressure only in the presence of doctors. And a whopping 1 in 5 people have this. White coat hypertension, it can be a sign of underlying anxiety, or it may precede and contribute to the development of actual hypertension. The news this week, Doug, is that untreated white coat hypertension may increase the risk of dying from heart disease by more than 100%. Wow. Individuals with isolated in-office high blood pressure, those who are not taking blood pressure medication, they should be closely monitored for transition to sustained high blood pressure or elevated blood pressure, both home and in the doctor's office. This is where the monitoring should occur. And this is why I'm a great advocate of home monitoring. You want to get an upper arm device, average the second and third reading, wait 5 to 10 minutes to relax. That's your baseline. We're trying to get everybody under 130 over 80.
What was the product we used to talk about you endorsed that was good at that? I forget.
Microlife.
Microlife, that's it, right.
I still like them.
You still like them?
Yeah, Omron and Microlife, they're my favorite brands. I think every household should have a home blood pressure monitor to avoid this white coat hypertension and to make sure you're not over-treated, because sometimes people will be over-treated because their numbers are just much higher in the doctor's office, and then you have all these adverse bad side effects of medication. And the first approach to white coat hypertension is lifestyle changes. You want to not smoke, reduce your alcohol and salt intake. You want to get down to ideal body weight, sleep 7 to 8 hours a night, reduce mental stress, and get into an aerobic exercise program when the doctor says it's okay.
All right. And you say that, I mean, who is it not okay for? Why would you not allow somebody or tell them against your better judgment?
That's a good question. Well, especially the person who has not been in an exercise program in a long time or never. You want to suddenly run the motor into high gear. You have to make sure there's getting oil to that motor. You don't want to make sure you suddenly discover there's a circulation problem and have a heart attack in the gym.
Yeah. Well, that's when people have been couch potatoes. Okay, for a long time. It is, you know, behoove you.
Correct.
You think you'd have enough common sense to know that on your own, though?
Common sense. If there was common sense, I'd be home at midday every day.
Right. It really, it is amazing what the human condition, what you learn about being a doctor, what you learn about the human condition, how naive some people are, or how in denial they are about what they eat, how much they weigh, what they look like. Wouldn't you be able, I mean, you look around at people, you talk about the obesity epidemic. I mean, look around. You can't. Where was I over the weekend? I was someplace where there were just this boatload of people who are just plain fat. And I'm trying to remember, it was an event, I don't know, not important to the story other than you see it everywhere. When I'm out and about, I probably go out and about, I circulate more in California than I do in Massachusetts in terms of getting out, going to malls. I'm going to take my grandson toy shopping on Father's Day, you know, that kind of stuff. We always like to go to the malls, and I like going, frankly, to the malls out there, go to the movies. And one of the things, you look at the restaurants that are there, the choices that people make, and it's like attracting like. All these fat people that go into these fat-filled restaurants, and then they come out and they wonder why people that look like them, act like them, or in their family, drop dead at 70 because they're so damn fat. And it's what they eat. Oh, it tastes good. Yeah, it does, but what else is it? Yeah. Remember Phil Lempert, who was the supermarket guru?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, he used to say, nothing will sell if it doesn't taste good. So that was why the food industry was working so hard to come up with stuff like kombucha or kombuchu or whatever that stuff is to make it taste good, because otherwise it's like drinking poison. Have you ever had any of that? Do you ever drink kombucha, kombucha?
No, but I think the food industry has overwhelmingly succeeded
in
making plenty of good food. It's a growth industry.
Yeah,
that's why
of course
you look around, you look at people below the neck and you'll see.
Right. All right, well, anyway, by the way, speaking of kombucha, you can get, there's a new recipe book that has kombucha cocktails in it. You can, and supposedly drinking this stuff is great for your gut and your brain. How are those two connected? I guess if it's good for everything starts in your gut, we know that. So if it's good for your gut, it's good for your brain. What would you think? Is that the kind of stuff? Didn't we talk last week about the flexibility or pliability of the, now I'm reaching for my brain here as I'm telling the story, about all the arteries and what hardening of the arteries does and how
Absolutely.
If you eat the right stuff, it keeps all of your arteries. Yeah, rubbery, which is what you want.
Exactly.
All right. The number of cancer deaths on the decline. Some good news here. I'm interested in your spin on this because this is something that's getting studied. Heart disease mortality, cancer mortality, getting a lot of attention, deservedly so.
Right. This is some good news out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. Americans have a 1 in 3 chance of developing cancer, Doug, at some point during their lifetime. The good news this week is that overall mortality rates from cancer continue to decline. Overall death rates decreased 1.8% per year in men and 1.4% per year in women for the 2012 to 2016 period.
That surprise you?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all, because new immunotherapy, just a whole new way to treat cancer, is becoming more and more effective. And we're much more aggressive at surveillance than we ever were, looking for prostate cancer, looking for breast cancer, cancer of the gastrointestinal tract, very aggressive at trying to pick these things up early.
All right. Dr. Ken here with his
review. And not smoking.
Yeah, got to keep away from the smoking. And that includes the e-cigarettes and all that kind of stuff. And
correct.
It would include pot, I'm guessing, and smoking anything, putting anything like that in your body. Got to be really bad for your lungs especially. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology, help yourself to his practice. If you like his brand of medicine, the way he talks about medicine, the way he talks to me about what goes on in my treatments, I'm very happy to be a guinea pig, as I say, talk about what I experience when I go to see Ken. You can experience the same thing by visiting his clinic down in Madura, Florida. If you want to call for an appointment, I like to remind everybody of the number every week. It's 352-735-1400. An experience you'll never forget, really and truly. You will never forget your time with Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. Let me help you. You'll never forget the experience you have with MyPillow as well. I've had MyPillows for a number of years. Before that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting a good night's rest. I'm going to talk to Ken later on about my latest problem, which is severe cramps. That can't probably be helped by my pillows, but if you have a pillow that goes flat and you flip-flop around all night long, you wake up with a sore neck, a headache, feel like you didn't get a good night's rest, you want a nap right away, That's the problem that you have if you have those old-style lousy pillows. Now it's time for My Pillow. Sleep the way you want it. Support is necessary for your neck, for your head. And the founder of My Pillow, Mike Lindell, said, quote, "I feel like I fall asleep faster, maybe even sleep better." And that's what he wanted. Couldn't find a mat. Couldn't find pillows. And as an engineer, he developed his own stuffing for the pillows, and that was really the basis for My Pillow getting started. And now, 1,500 people work around the clock 7 days a week to make the My Pillows that you can buy by going to the My Pillow mattress. My Pillow mattress site. MyPillow.com. Yeah, they do have mattresses, but they also have a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. They've got an overstock special on standard and queen corded classic MyPillows for $23. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. This is a fabulous opportunity for you to get in not only on the pillows, but the sheets. Everything is on sale when you use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, "I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better." For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, so here's something that I got in my head as I was reading a story in the New York Times about women scientists and men scientists. There's apparently a concern in the government about all of the all-male panels of scientists doing research on particular things, and they don't want to have just male. That's very interesting how, I was going to say your profession, but no, the science of medicine and the science of a lot of other things dominated by men. And why would that be? There are plenty of women going to med school, right, doing research. Why are there so many men on these panels and they call them now manferences instead of conferences? Kind of mocking it.
I think this is changing, and it's just that, you know, historically in the sciences, it's been dominated by males, but it's changing, and I guess it's just going to take a while for those people to get into the positions of responsibility, and it usually takes your time working up the pecking order for all men, and I guess there's some impatience, and we'll see what'll happen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. We continue our focus on medicine, the realities of research, things that are going on that are practical. So let's get back to some of the research that Ken has spent some time trying to figure out what the impact is. Our weekly story on marijuana. This is a focus on medical marijuana. What's the story? What are we going to take away from this, Ken?
Yeah, this is out of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. This is very important, though. Medical marijuana has been a hope in the opioid epidemic, with states legalizing weed in hopes that its use will cut down on fatal overdoses from painkiller use. But the news this week is that there is no association between medical marijuana laws and opioid overdose death rates. The overdose death rate actually increased between 1999 and 2017 in states that legalized medical pot, rising by about 23%.
23%. All right. So, there's no denying that medical marijuana has helped, whether it eases the opioid crisis or it isn't going to. I happen to think that between hemp and medical marijuana, maybe even more with hemp, we were talking earlier about some of the stores, the big grocery stores now even having CBD products along with drug stores and the nutrition stores. There really is a need for this product to get around the drug crisis. But the other part of this, the warning is that because it's become so popular and so much money in it, a lot of the stuff that you can buy is junk. And understanding what you're buying, and the same, by the way, I've learned enough about marijuana as I've started to prepare for growing it on my farm, that there are 100 different categories. There's really bad stuff you want to stay away from. There's stuff that's better for medical purposes and that sort of thing, but it's like anything else. Quality costs money, and a lot of people want to buy cheap stuff, and there's not only, not good, but it's in fact bad for you. Some of the stuff that's in this cheaper crap that these people are looking at is really kind of dangerous. Not any, it's same as smoking cigarettes. They put stuff in the tars and the nicotine and things like that. That's not good for you. It's not good for you. So, but don't we need to take every chance, every opportunity to try to do what we can to ease the opioid crisis, to travel and to try to experiment with anything?
We do, and I think the big hope was that legalizing medical marijuana would put a big dent in it, but it has not.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't because people aren't using it, not that it doesn't do the job, in other words.
I don't think we can conclude that. I think that if it was legalized, people would presumably be using it, and that was the hope, and it hasn't shown...
I want to make sure the message is clear here. The opioid crisis is a national emergency. So using medical marijuana to ease pain and that sort of thing, which is what the opioid stuff is supposed to do, it hasn't been impacted. So opioids are still selling as much, even though medical marijuana is around. Not that medical marijuana doesn't ease the pain, it's just not being used. Is that right?
What was measured was the overdose death rate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the worst case scenario from opioids. And this death rate just continues to increase in the states that legalized medical marijuana. And the hope was that this would stop it or lower it, be a substitute. And it appears, surprisingly, it has not been effective.
Because people aren't using it. They're not buying enough of it.
I don't know if you can conclude that.
Well, then, so it's an inconclusive. It kind of sounds like a poke at marijuana
numbers. It is available, but it's not
being
working.
Well, is it not working or not being used?
It's not working as a substitute.
Really?
That's the conclusion. Surprising.
Anyway,
there's a brand new study. The previous small study suggested it would work, and that's why they legalized it.
Right. Up next, sleeping with a light on here on Good Day Health. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how Joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. While you're living with your aches and pains, I don't do it anymore. You can feel better. Go online now to achefree.live. That's achefree.live for a special free shipping offer. Or call during business hours, 877-743-7720.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-17.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats in the House are still trying to pass bills that focus on election security, with President Trump suggesting he'd accept opposition research from foreign entities and the Mueller report confirming Russian interference in the 2016 election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's now up to Congress to act.
There was an assault on our country.
She says the GOP-led Senate has yet to vote on a package of bills, and there's no support from President Trump.
Says it's a hoax. A hoax. The President of the United States should be the one taking the lead to look into what happened there, and instead he's saying they could do it again.
Senate leaders rejected some election proposals earlier this year, saying they didn't want to interfere with state-run elections. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 17 points, the NASDAQ down 40, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
About how to keep yourself healthy, courtesy of Good Day Health, the Good Day Health show, and our podcast that you can hear every week. The latest one from Dr. Ken has he and I talking about e-cigarettes becomes a very important. I think this is a health crisis. And we found out earlier, Ken, that the e-cigarettes have, there's no there's no government guidance. There's no FDA scrutiny. There's somebody just developed e-cigarettes. They put them on the market. So now the feds are jumping on to the bandwagon after it's been proven by so many people. We've talked about it a lot here, how bad e-cigarettes are for you, especially for kids. But do you believe that there's no government oversight on e-cigarettes at all, or there hasn't been to this point?
Well, it's like most over-the-counter or supplements. It's out of their realm.
Yep. All right. Well, anyway, the FDA wants to get involved. So we discussed that. Also, a new study that suggests that e-cigarettes could put you at the risk of heart disease. Also on the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, we talk about energy drinks, and what they have been found to cause lots of health problems. I don't know that that's new, but the specifics of what we talk about in this podcast are helpful. Also, did you know that high levels of bad cholesterol are a key ingredient for Alzheimer's? That's something new on the market. Check that out with Ken explaining how that happens. Johnson & Johnson making news. They've been sued for improper marketing of drugs that contain opioids. Then on this podcast, Dr. Ken explains his advocacy for daily weighing in, plus how and when to do it. A lot of information always at gooddayhealthshow.com. I thought that was very helpful. That's one of those practical things, Ken, that's so helpful that we dig into. Why would you weigh yourself in the morning and at night, and all of the benefits come from it? That's all explained at the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. Meanwhile, back to the research and discussion of what's going on from Dr. Ken, who is a cardiologist at Lake Cardiology. His clinic is in Mount Dora, Florida, Lake Cardiology. So I promised we'd talk about sleeping and what happens when you have a light on, or I guess my question would be, is it lights on or sleeping in the daytime with the window open and the shades open?
It seems like it's the light. In this study, which was published this week in JAMA Internal Medicine, it was the usual time when people sleep during night. And in this study, sleeping with a light on or the TV going in your bedroom could make you put on weight. Exposure to artificial light at night may suppress the sleep hormone melatonin and disrupt the natural sleep-wake cycle. Less sleep leads to less exercise and more eating. This study involved 44,000 women aged 35 to 74, so whether the same effect would be seen in men, yet to be determined. My prediction is that it would.
It is. All right. Well, weight gain in women, certainly not desirable. Weight gain in anybody's not desirable. Why is it there? I was looking at something about women. We tend to not necessarily isolate women, but maybe we ought to do more. What do you think? We should do more discussion of women's health issues? I was looking at this latest.
Well, that's always a good idea. The key is looking at the population being studied and study a variety of different populations, and not only men, not only women, but you want to make sure when we come to these conclusions, you look at what were the characteristics of the people in the study.
Yeah. So here's a study on the reason to breastfeed your baby. And I find this interesting. A baby's microbiome was studied for this study, a bottle of breast milk versus mother's milk, and what it is that makes the baby's breast milk. I would have thought people understood this. All the bacteria that the babies need to develop, you know, your system needs those bacteria, and you get it from mother's milk, but you don't get it from the bottled milk. And so babies who are not breastfed, I was one of them, actually, I don't know about you. Were you breastfed?
Yes.
You remember? You know, you were.
Yes.
Okay, I was not.
I don't remember, but I was.
No, right, exactly. So the study that I'm looking at suggests that fresh breast milk nourishes a baby's body in ways that bottled breast milk just can't. It's impossible because the milk that you're getting from your mother is alive. I mean, that seems to make nothing but sense. But people don't always use a lot of common sense because it's easier to breastfeed from a bottle than it is from your breast, right? I mean, it actually shouldn't be called breastfeeding because you're not using your breast, you're using a bottle. Bottle feeding is what it should be called, right?
And this, I think, has a great impact on the future of the child's health. And we don't want to stress women out because some just can't do it. It's not meant to be. But if it can be done, you really should try. And at least for the first few weeks is wonderful. And, you know, this just helps to prevent obesity, autoimmune diseases, diabetes, asthma. Just a wonderful thing to do for your child.
Yep. The best all the way around. Okay, let's go back to your specialty of cardiology and these interventions that you've studied this week that could prevent a lot of people dying from heart and cardiovascular disease.
Let's look at the big picture now. This is out of the medical journal Circulation from the American Heart Association, one of our Bible cardiology journals. This was research published this week from the Harvard School of Public Health. It revealed that lowering blood pressure, reducing sodium intake, and eliminating trans fat from one diet. Those three things, lowering blood pressure, throwing away the salt shaker, and eliminating trans fats, you know, those are the fats from fast food, this could have an important beneficial effect in terms of preventing millions of early heart attack and stroke-related deaths worldwide.
Hmm. So how will this affect your study or your practice at Lake Cardiology, do you think?
We're already advocating this for anyone who walks in the door and can carry on a conversation.
Really? What percentage of your clients or your patients are fit that description?
Well, I have this conversation about preventive cardiology with every patient, and I go over a list regularly with each patient about lifestyle and how important lifestyle is and all the things you can do with your lifestyle to prevent heart attacks and strokes.
Yep, makes good sense. In the world of current study, we're always studying, trying to keep up with the latest developments. We don't often think about rabies as being a problem because we think they've been eliminated because we give our dog a shot for rabies and that's supposed to fix it. But there are a lot of animals wandering around, raccoons among them, woodchucks that are rabid. So I guess getting to the bottom line here, I've always wondered what causes rabies. Where did it begin? It's like, what's the chicken or the egg? What comes first here? Where the heck did rabies come from?
Well, it's a virus, and it's transmitted by animals. It's in their saliva. And
how did they get it? Where does it come? Where did it first start? What was the first animal that had it? Do we know that?
I mean, let's take our time machine back. You know, these are unanswerable questions of evolution that we'd love to understand.
You know what I mean? I love to ask those unanswerable
questions. You know, these are just unanswerable questions of evolution. Why did all of these viruses, where did they come from? Why did they develop? And it was just evolution, I would imagine, or, you know, it depends, you know, your belief in, you know, now you're getting into some heavy thoughts.
Philosophical stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, philosophical.
So, but anyway, the news this week from the CDC, just out today, actually, is that the most common cause of rabies is from the bats. And what gets missed is that you don't need more than the size of a scratch or a bite. Think of an eraser head of a pencil. Mm-hmm. If you get a scratch or a bite that small, you're going to get rabies. So you got to get help because this is all treatable. You get the vaccine, those shots against the virus, and you can avoid all this havoc. So any scratch from a bat, please go get checked.
All right. But you even know when there's a bat around? How do you? I don't think people even know what they look like. They're nocturnal. They're the weirdest, creepiest looking things I've seen because I've been in lots of old barns.
They hide in your roof.
Yeah, they go wherever it's dark and they hang upside down.
Your attic. They hide in people's attics.
Yeah, creepy. Creepy. Creepy, creepy, creepy. In a moment, what to do about cramps? A question, not about Gramps, that's me, I'm Gramps, no. What to do about cramps? Next, with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is from a company that actually has just recently come into existence. They have a lot of scientists on the staff, and the people that run it actually were trying to find a practical cure for people with their aches and pains. You know, there's a lot of stuff around, glucosamine, that sort of thing, that's supposed to help your joints. But it doesn't work too quickly, and sometimes doesn't work for everybody. The folks from Sierracil who've developed Joint Formula 14 say that it'll work for everybody. I've been trying it, and I noticed first after I started using it, it was 5-6 days, and I felt better because I have my aches in my knees, and Ken will tell you, because of all the work I've done over the years on the farm, I have moderately abused myself, it would seem. So most every joint aches. My ankles, my knees, my hips, my shoulders, my back, my neck, you name it, I get aches and pains. So that's why Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil made such an impact on me. Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. That's it. Pretty simple. Over-the-counter pain pills, nah, they don't do it for lasting relief. You want lasting relief. Go to achefree.live to get the real story. Achefree.live, achefree.live. If you are living with aches and pains, let's try this. All right? Let's get back to playing soccer, playing golf, having fun. You'll do a lot better. You'll feel a lot better. If you go online now, get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Order it now. You get free shipping. Use the DJV code for that. Free shipping. Save money during this time of your life. You want to enjoy it. So let's get at it. Go to achefree.live and order Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. Guaranteed to work or your money back.
This report is brought to you by Cooper Tires. Cooper Tires partnered with Auto Service Professional magazine to survey automotive service technicians and learn what they consider to be hazards most likely to damage your tires.
Auto service professionals have pulled a lot of unusual things out of tires over the years, from spoons to toy parts.
said Greg Smith, publisher, Auto Service Professional Magazine.
But it might surprise people to know that a lot of tire damage is done simply by poor maintenance.
What are tips for tackling this? Regular tire maintenance is key to help ensure your car is safe when on the road. Jess Edgerton, Director of Brand Development at Cooper Tire, says,
as our survey found, tires confront many hazards along the road, from potholes to nails. Since your tires are the only things that connect your car to the road, they play a critical role in your safety, so it's important to check them, rotate them, and get new ones as needed.
For more, visit www.coopertire.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow, the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
That's OhMyGut.info. OhMyGut.info.
Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen. We've been talking about magnesium a bit on the program between Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken. How many of you knew that magnesium was good for asthma? 20 million people. 20 million of us in America are affected with asthma, bronchitis, things like that. I'm one of them, and I bet there's a good chance many of you are as well. Anybody who suffered through an acute attack or watched somebody they love struggle for air, fortunately, I have not had that problem, although my mother had it, and my grandfather had it, and my great-grandmother had it, so I'm aware of it. Interestingly enough, magnesium, the mineral which is basically essential for the proper functioning of your cardiovascular system, your muscular system, also has the power to prevent asthma and even is helpful to treat severe attacks, if you didn't know that, much as it works to calm the nervous system and relax the arteries. Oral, injected, or intravenously, magnesium dilates the bronchial tubes, allows more air to enter your lungs, and relieve those symptoms of asthma, bronchitis, that sort of thing. Deficiencies in this mineral, on the other hand, signal that your cells, you know, they're going to become histamic. They have histamine. I have this problem as well. I'm learning with you. The histamine constricts the airways and provokes asthma attacks. Preventative measures are always best. Daily oral supplementation with magnesium, a regular magnesium injection if you need it. Recommended dose of oral magnesium is 1,000 milligrams a day. Large doses of magnesium can have a laxative effect. Eat more nuts, seeds, tofu, soybeans. Good way to get magnesium as well. That's the hopeful, helpful treatment from Dr. Doug. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Okay, so I've been getting a lot of cramps lately. My back, my legs, ankles, lower upper legs especially. And I'm wondering how I've been drinking quinine water. Used to take a lot of magnesium. That seemed to help, but I stopped taking it. But I'm just in I woke up last night five times screaming at the pain. So what's everybody's got cramps? What do they do, Ken?
First of all, we used to recommend quinine. We don't anymore because of risk of rhythm problems of the heart that could be dangerous. So sure. I would not recommend taking quinine for all this. Right. But I would recommend drinking plenty of fluids to avoid dehydration. You know, often you have to thread the needle before you go to bed of waking up and urinating versus not having leg cramps. So you have to make sure you take plenty of fluids, stretch your leg muscles or ride a stationary bicycle for a few minutes before you go to bed. Untucking the bed covers at the foot of your bed is helpful. These are ways, and magnesium has been shown maybe to help in some studies, but with you it seems to work. Why not go back on it? Vitamins have been shown to help, and diphenylhydramine is sometimes used when the simple other things don't work.
Advice from Dr. Ken.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of what you need to know from the world of medicine. This is evidence-based info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does all the checking, the evidence that is presented in the various journals of medicine. So we take apart a half a dozen or more stories every week and help you to understand how they impact you. So the first one here, Ken, is about life and survival. And I guess this would be considered the cancer survivor numbers are good in comparison to what they had been, yes?
Yes, this is good news that roughly 17 million cancer survivors, Doug, are living in the United States currently, according to this new study published this week. And researchers expect that number to surge to more than 22 million by 2030. Nearly two-thirds of those survivors are older than age 65. This is great news.
Two-thirds are over 65. Now, is it broken down as to women or men or the types of cancer? Because I know that you and I have talked about before the survival rate with the leukemia seems to be growing. There are other cancers that when you talk about pancreas or pancreatic cancer, that's death. You're done when you get that. And so what's in between?
The good ones for women are breast cancer. For men, mm-hmm. is prostate cancer. We're doing better with skin cancer. The one that we're not doing so great with is a very common lung cancer. But I think that with the new types of immune therapy that we have, things are only going to get better here. And the thing is, we're also doing earlier surveillance. For example, the stomach intestinal cancers, people are living much longer because we just work harder to try to prevent those.
What about stem cell therapy? What hope do you see there in the near future or further down the pike?
I think currently the hot area in treating cancers, immune therapy. I think down the road, the hope of stem cells is there, but it's still not yet ready for prime time. It's still big research. But I think in the future, we're going to make some progress there.
I think there are those ships offshore, those medical ships that nobody wants to talk about that are out in the international waters that do all kinds of research and weird stuff, that stem cell research is certainly being done out there, as well as in probably legitimate colleges and universities, medical schools, that sort of thing. So let's flip the switch here, talking from survivor to those who are dying. The suicide death rate is at an all-time high, and I don't know that that's new, but the way people are killing themselves, it seems, is rather discouraging. You think that's true?
Yeah, exactly. This is the flip side. This is the troubling side. This comes out of the Commonwealth Fund this week, that Americans dying from drugs, alcohol, and suicide have reached a record high, Doug. The death rates from suicide, alcohol, and drug overdose each rose markedly in the past decade.
Yep. It's really sobering to look or understand that the number of our lifespan has been, every year it would grow 79, 1 year, 79 and a half. Now it's stopped. In fact, it may be going down because of suicides and things like that. That's how impactful those numbers are on the death rates, the numbers. That's pretty serious stuff. And dealing with it as a society is something I don't think we're doing particularly well. Do you agree?
I think this represents a troubling factor in society, and the opioid epidemic's a big problem here, and just the availability of all of these substances that people are abusing themselves with, and suicide also is a huge problem, breakdown of the family.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can help these areas.
That's a good thought. Dr. Ken here. Here's a question about something very serious. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Sounds kind of crazy. Never could happen in America, right? Well, it did to Charles Pixley. That's exactly what happened to Mr. Pixley after he discovered a Canadian sulfur drug called 714X and organized a team of doctors to research and support it, test it, and make it available in America. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asks, what's happening to the healing arts in America? Have they become more like tell no truth? Cancer alone, as we've been talking about, becoming big business? Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their big diagnosis and treatment businesses? He went to jail, tells the story, 22 months in prison and lots of years of silence. Mr. Pixley is now speaking out. You can get a copy of this book for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbooks.com. At 714xbooks.com. Get the story of how this works. 714xbook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.